escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rob Brown Show, back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, and ew, it is officially College Football Friday, people. College Football Friday. We had games last night, and I gotta tell you, the vibes were high at the Casa de Love last night. The lady friend got home from work. We had a puppy obedience class that we had to attend.
So you have to attend it with the dog?
Well, yeah, it's my dog. I have responsibilities as a pet owner.
Well, I guess you have to learn how to.
I got to learn. Right. Oh, no, the obedience was for me, not the dog. Yes, I attended that, and then we got back to the crib. We popped on the TV at 5:30 p.m., She said, I'm going to play my game on my phone. Enjoy your game. And I said, yes, ma'am, but only because you told me to. And I sat in the bro cave on the old gaming chair. I poured myself a nice, tall, hazy IPA into my favorite football day beverage container.
Is hazy good?
It's just a style of beer.
It doesn't mean it's like muddy or unclean.
No, it's okay. I mean, it's a hazy, like the look is hazy.
Okay.
It's a very hoppy IPA, which I acknowledge is very much a personal preference. Most people I know do not like hazy IPAs.
It sounds hotty.
It is definitely if you were gonna name like the official beer of hipsters, it would be a hazy IPA. So I pour myself a hazy IPA into my favorite football-watching beer receptacle. And I sat down and I watched Boise State USF. And I'm going to say this first and foremost. That Bryce Brown character they got playing quarterback at USF, boy, he's fun to watch. That dude was dump trucking bros last night. 48 rushing yards, but a couple of scores. And was running at... two and through dudes.
They also got robbed of one touchdown.
He also did get robbed of one touchdown.
By a horrible holding call.
Completely agree. Completely agree with that. USF knocks off the number 25 Boise State Broncos last night. The Broncos' time inside the top 25, at least to start the year, lasted not one football game. And Boise State already in a disadvantage as far as trying to make it back to the college football playoffs at the end of the season. Here's what we need to do. It is 7:03 in the morning. You have just over 56 minutes remaining until you've got to get to the office. And when you do, let's keep it a buck, guys and gals. Whether you're excited about high school football coming up today, which, by the way, at 9 o'clock, Kevin Thomas and Zoe, Jarrell Hendricks. Going to be with us today.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Same, but Kevin swore up and down the hallway last night that Jarrell Hendricks going to join us today on the show.
Did I upset John last week so he's not going to be on?
I don't know. We're going to have to ask and find out.
Now I, I almost feel bad about it.
Jarrell Hendricks and Kevin Thomas of the Moving the Chains podcast going to join us at 9 o'clock. We'll set you up for the high school football Friday night upcoming. Whether you are just waiting for Saturday because the Clemson Tigers are taking on the LSU Tigers on Saturday, hang out because I got an interview I recorded earlier this week with Matt Moscona from ESPN Baton Rouge as we go behind the enemy lines. He covers the Tigers for ESPN down there in Red Stick, Louisiana. I'll replay the interview we did with him. If you are just waiting till Sunday for the Gamecocks and the Hokies, coming up in just a tick over an hour at 8:20 a.m., Adam Epstein is going to join us. He covers the Hokies up in Richmond, Virginia. He's going to pop by for a handful of minutes, and we'll get the Hokie perspective on that Sunday contest. And, of course, we're going to run you up and down my favorite bets, the quad box, the most important games in every window this weekend and more. Or if you're maybe waiting for tonight, because Neon Deion Sanders and the primetime Buffaloes hosting my favorite dark horse in college football, the Georgia Tech Ramblin' Wreck tonight.
Very interested to see what Colorado looks like.
So am I. So am I. We got that one coming up for you tonight on the radio program. On the television, and we're going to talk about that one on the radio program coming up a little bit later on. But no matter which of those games is your highlight of tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, at the end of the day, we're just all working for the end of the day. We're just all trying to make it to tonight when we can watch some college football and then not get off the couch until we got to go back to work on Monday, which means you got to kill some time. No, we're all off on Monday too. Yeah. So much on the couch. There is going to be a Rob Brown ass-shaped dent on my couch by the end of this weekend.
I should just quit saying stuff so you just show up Monday and be, hey, call me, where are you?
Now, Tuesday.
So I can say, dude, we're off today.
Tuesday is the lady friend's birthday, but she has to work, so we're doing her birthday on Monday. So I won't be here, but it'll only be because I'll get up to go to work and she'll go, hey, dumbass, get back in bed. We're sleeping in. It's my birthday. And I'll go, sounds great. Blah, 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 blah. You're just trying to make it to the end of the day. You're going to show up. You're going to talk sports. If you're going to do that, you're going to need this. It is the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office. And start just killing time between here and 5 p.m. when you get in the car, you go home, and you just plant yourself in your favorite lazy boy on your favorite couch in your favorite beanbag chair until Tuesday morning because it's football weekend in America. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your water cooler cheat sheet, and this is item number one. You guys remember when the Braves were hitting the baseball a bunch of times? You guys remember that? Remember that? How fun those 3 days were?
That was like 2 days ago, wasn't it?
Remember back in the day when the Braves had like three games where they played pretty good baseball? Remember that? That was fun, wasn't it? That ended last night. The Braves lose, not a typo, 19-4 in a baseball game last night. Cal Quantrill recently picked up off of waivers. Got the start last night for Atlanta, lasted precisely 3.1 innings before getting yanked after giving up 9 hits, 9 runs, all earned, striking out none, and surrendering not one, not two, not three, but 4 big dongs to the Phillies in just those 3.1 innings. As a team, the Philadelphia Phillies last night hit a lot of home runs, 7 of them. If you're keeping track at the crib. Cool. 4 of them went to Kyle Schwarber. Shore bombs flying out of the yard at Citizens last night. Kyle Schwarber last night became just the 21st player in Major League Baseball history to have a 4 home run game. And he did it against the Atlanta Braves. The Braves drop it 19-4. And to be honest, the only reason they're on the cheat sheet is because of Kyle Schwarber. I should actually amend that. The Atlanta Braves are not on the water cooler cheat sheet. Kyle Schwarber is on the water cooler cheat sheet. 4 dongs last night. More dongs than anybody else has donged in Major League Baseball on any individual game this year. The dude is very good. The Phillies are very good. Schwarber also ended the night, by the way, with 9 RBIs. Cool. The Braves get slaughtered after a good run at Miami. They turn around. They will play again tonight at 6:45 p.m., and it's going to be bad, I think. Hey, item number two. The Dallas Cowboys have traded four-time Pro Bowl edge rusher Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers after Parsons asked for a contract extension that would have put him into the conversation of highest paid defensive player. Actually, let me take that back and amend that. Highest paid non-quarterback in the National Football League. Jerry Jones decided he wanted to keep some headlines, so he didn't do that. And there was a lot of drama that surrounded all of it. Unfortunately, while Jerry was out there playing the ratings game, making sure the Cowboys were always talked about on the sports shows. It was not a game to Micah Parsons, and he eventually said, I want out. Yesterday, he got his way. The Cowboys sending Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers in return for Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark and a pair of first-round draft picks, one in the 2026 draft, one in the 2027 draft. Before Micah Parsons got off the airplane, he agreed to a four-year, $188 million contract with the Packers that includes $120 guaranteed at signing and $136 million in guaranteed money in total. The Green Bay Packers saw their odds to win the NFC North get cut in half, get shorter by half with this move. Absolutely ridiculous from Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. If you haven't yet, you should go to the Fan Upstate on Twitter and go look at the picture of Cole Bryson yesterday when he learned live on the air that Micah Parsons was getting traded to Green Bay. I want to text Cole and just be like, hey, buddy, you okay, big guy? You hanging in there, man? You know that thing that, when you have a friend and they get dumped by somebody who was way out of their league, they get cheated on by somebody that they were head over heels with, and you want to send that text and be like, how you doing? But you don't really know what to say. That's me with Cole Bryson right now, because I'm pretty sure the answer is going to be no. I'm not okay.
Yeah, I'm going to send him a wellness check text.
I don't know what to say to a guy in that spot. I don't know what you say.
But I'm telling him you wanted me to do it. So
that's fair. That's good. Put it on me, but don't make me type it out. I respect that. I like that. We'll see if Cole's okay.
Well, you're busy.
Cole Bryson, if you're listening, call the show. I need to talk to you. I need to make sure you're okay. Okay? I need to make sure you're good. Micah Parsons headed to the Green Bay Packers in return for Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark. He has made the Pro Bowl three times over the past nine seasons. Micah Parsons, four Pro Bowls in 4 years, one of just two players in NFL history to record a dozen sacks or more in each of their first four seasons in the league. When you combine this with the Luka Doncic trade from a few months ago, if you are a Dallas sports fan right now, are you a Dallas sports fan right now? Because I got to tell you, I got to feel like after the Luka trade, you got to feel like you got kicked in the nads. And then yesterday, it's like just when you started to feel like you were back to normal, Jerry Jones walked over and kicked you in the nads again.
He's not responding. I don't know why. I mean, we're just concerned for his well-being.
I'm concerned for his well-being. I am also not going to be surprised if it turns out that my dude Cole Bryson is like 3 to 5 bottles of Goldschlager deep from last night.
No. He's got a bunch to do today, and he's, I'm sure, well prepared for his show this afternoon and doing the Burns game this evening. So we would not imply that he's doing other things other than he's probably sad and upset, but he's a professional. Mm-hmm. So he's gonna be here today doing the things that he's supposed to do, things that he loves.
We'll find out. Wire to Wire is a must listen to today. Now that Cole's had 24 hours to process what this deal is, Corn Chip said, tell Cole to do the same. It's just a game and just one player. He'll be fine. I mean, yeah, if Dallas finishing last in that division makes him fine, then yeah, he's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. I like that bet even more than I did a couple of days ago when I took a flyer out on it. Give me Dallas to finish dead last in the NFC East. I took it before this trade happened for two reasons. Number one, whether it's Russell Wilson or Jackson Dart, I actually think they're going to get some good quarterback play in New York to pair up with a pretty damn good overall wide receiver core, TBH. I was already in on Cowboys last in the division. Now I also felt like this trade was going to happen. I didn't know if it was Green Bay.
Scataboo play for the Giants?
Correct.
Yeah.
They got a run game. They got a pass game. Question is the defense going to be better? Probably. We'll find out. I like that bet more than I did the other day. I'd just like to congratulate Jerry Jones on being front page on the headlines again. Congrats, Jerry. Congrats. Let's get item number three. I didn't know really where to go with this, except for I knew exactly where to go with this. Item number three, it's college football week, people. It's college football week in America. We started it off last night. The number 25 Boise State Broncos went on the road down to Tampa, Florida. And the USF Bulls said, get your ass back on the airplane and take this L with you, boys. 34-7. The South Florida Bulls knock off the Blue State Broncos. The Broncos' time in the top 25 over before it really got started. Rutgers was up a lot to a little on the Ohio Bobcats. It ended up being a barn burner. The Scarlet Knights able to sneak away with a walk-off field goal, 34-31. NC State got the better of ECU. ECU made it close and interesting late. They did get it within a touchdown, 24-17. Your final in that one. I was kind of interested in seeing if NC State might be a surprise team, because the other side of that coin is if they're not, this might be Dave Doran's last year in NC State, but he does start the campaign off with a W. Duke put 45 up on one of the few teams that did cover their spread last night. The Blue Devils start off at 1-0. Oklahoma State all over UT Martin, 27-7. Minnesota, PJ Fleck rolls the boat as they knock off the Buffalo Bulls, 23-10. Houston all over Stephen A. Austin. Stephen F. Austin. That's the other Stephen Austin out there. 27-0 in that one. UAB downs Alabama State 52-42. Nebraska figures it out, eh? And knock off the Cincinnati Bearcats in a very close game, 20-17. And I have a lot more to rant about that game coming up here in just a little while from now. But Nebraska 1-0. That's a game they used to lose, like, a lot. They used to lose that game a lot. They get it done last night. We'll see if that is step one in the right direction. Is it rule aid or rules gold? That's a bad one. It's like fool's gold, but rules gold. You get it. Out in Lincoln, Nebraska. We'll come to that one. And Wisconsin, 17-0 winners over Miami of Ohio. Tonight, handful of games. Tarleton State is at Army. App State at Charlotte, right up the road. The number 12, Illinois Illini, taking on Western Illinois at 7:30. Two big games on the night. Auburn is out in Waco to take on the Baylor Bears at 8 o'clock. Also at 8 o'clock tonight, the Georgia Tech Ramblin' Wreck Yellow Jackets are out in Boulder to take on the Colorado Buffaloes. Now, as far as your Saturday schedule goes, we're going to talk about that when we come back. I'm going to give you the most exciting, electric, interesting games that I'll be paying attention to in week one, and a couple of thoughts on each. The Rob Brown Show continues after this on the Fan Upstate.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, Armada, let's get you involved with the radio program. The phone number is 844-326-3663. As far as I know, our phones are working again. The text line, the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, is 844-326-3663. I want you to call that number. I want you to text that number. And I want to know from you football fans around the upstate, I want to know from you, what's the most important thing we're going to learn in week one? What's the most important thing that's going to happen in week one? What is going to be the most important takeaway from week one? And you can answer about your team. You can answer about college football at large. However you want to approach and answer this question, I'm good with it. What is the most important thing that we are going to take away from week number one? I got some for all the teams that we cover. Let's start with the Clemson Tigers. Let's start with the Clemson Tigers. Here is one. Can y'all run the football? I think you're going to learn that, and I think you're going to learn it quickly because LSU's got a very good defensive line. And I have said a few times already that while the ACC, I do think, is going to be better than a lot of you are giving it credit for. We'll see if I'm right or if I am wrong. While I think they are going to be better than expected, I also think if you are going to win this conference as easily as just about everybody thinks you're going to win this conference, and you are going to parlay winning this conference as easily as everybody thinks you're going to win this conference into a run to a natty, you're going to have to figure out how to run the football. And the question mark, obviously, is about Adam Randall. Now, there's a lot more that we need to find out. We need to find out if this wide receiver room actually is going to be as talented as folks are saying that it is going to be. You will get a good look at that because as ESPN Baton Rouge host Matt Mascona joined me earlier this week, we're going to play my interview with Matt coming up here in just a few minutes. The question mark is going to be, can Cade Klubnik throw the football against a very good set, a very good set of LSU safeties? Mascona told me earlier this week that while the defensive backfield of LSU is not as good as it was a few years ago when LSU was DBU for a couple of years there, it's pretty good. They upgraded quite a bit. And he said that while he does think that Garrett Nussmeier and Cade Klubnik are the best two quarterbacks in college football this year, he said he thinks this will be a challenge for Cade Klubnik, even if the wide receivers are indeed upgraded this year. Is that true or is it not? A. And B, if Adam Randall cannot run the ball, if Clemson cannot run the ball, they attack Cade Klubnik. And now Cade has to run a lot more. I think we're going to learn that lesson, and we're going to learn it very quickly. That is the biggest question about week one for Clemson. For South Carolina, I think the biggest question is, do you take advantage of the spot that you are in? The spot that you are in being the hype is on you. Right now, the attention is on you. I did, by the way, ask Matt Mascona where he is on South Carolina. And you Gamecock fans, even though we talked LSU Clemson primarily, if you listen to the interview, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to jump out here in about 2 minutes, and I think we'll play it next because I think we got time to stick it in the next segment. So the question mark there is going to be, A, is Lenoris that dude? But I think we already know the answer to that. We will find out because I will, as a bit of a spoiler, tell you, I don't think Gamecock fans are going to like Matt Mascona's answer. But is he that guy? One, I think we need to learn, is face on the running back that you need him to be, especially considering, and I asked this question last night, even if you were optimistic he was going to be able to play, how many first team practice reps did you take away from him and give to guys like Attaway because you did not know if he was going to be able to play or not? And does that impact his preparation, his preparedness, his ready ability for this game against Virginia Tech? But the biggest takeaway for South Carolina is going to be, I think, do you take advantage of the situation you're in? Not just playing Virginia Tech out of the gate, but playing Virginia Tech out of the gate and being the only ticket at that point in time. You got a primetime slot on Sunday and you're the only team playing at that point in time, which I've said, I think you got to go out there and wax Virginia Tech. Not because you need the resume boost. I think you got to go out there and you've got to show the voting committee, who do not vote until November, they need to be paying attention to you now. They need to know now that you are a good football team. You need to put it in their noggin now that even if we take a couple of L's in the back half when we have the worst 7-game stretch to end the season, we're still a really good team. And I think that you have the opportunity to go put 40 on Virginia Tech, blow the doors off the Hokies, and if you do that, the folks on that selection committee will have no choice but to acknowledge you now. And if they acknowledge you now, maybe you got a chance of doing something. Hey, we asked that question earlier this week to Matt Mascona of ESPN Baton Rouge, but we talked a lot of Clemson LSU. And when we come back, I'll let you know what Matt had to say. We'll do that next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Clemson LSU Saturday night in Death Valley. The one that's here, not the one that's down there. Earlier this week, I got the opportunity to sit down and record an interview with a gentleman who has been dominating the social media world when it comes to being a college football talking head. Matt Moscona is a host on ESPN Baton Rouge, covers the LSU Clemson, or covers the LSU Tigers very closely. Had the chance to have him on the show earlier this week to preview that game. Here is that interview with Matt Moscona of ESPN Baton Rouge. It is week one. And yeah, there's some folks playing football up in Columbus, Ohio. But I got to think just about as many eyes on Saturday night will be tuned to Clemson, South Carolina, when the Tigers of Death Valley take on the Tigers of Death Valley, LSU and Clemson, a little night game to talk about it. Joining us here on the show from ESPN Baton Rouge, he is a gentleman I have been following on social media for a long time, got the privilege and the pleasure of meeting at SEC Media Days, and now kind enough to take a few minutes to join us here on the show, Matt Moscona. Matt, what's up, big fella? Happy game week, brother. How we doing?
Doing awesome. And by the way, Rob, so there will be no one in Columbus, Ohio watching football when LSU and Clemson are playing, because that game is at 11 a.m. Central, because the Big Ten is stupid.
Night games are where it's at, and I'll never understand anyone who feels differently.
My understanding is even like Ohio State people are upset with this game being the 11 a.m. or the big noon kickoff game. And I don't blame them. I mean, it's I understand the Big Ten has, every place has their thing, their tradition. But I mean, there's a reason every major event, sporting event and otherwise in the world is in prime time. It's the most eyeballs. It's the most interest, attention, football under the lights. Yeah, man. Like you can do your snow at noon when it's Indiana and Purdue in November. Not having Texas Ohio State at night is a big, big whiff.
Yeah. Cardinal said, don't get me wrong. As a guy who is going to be covering Clemson LSU, I greatly appreciate it. Yeah, at least I'll get to watch it live in real time. So selfishly, thanks for that. Let's jump a little bit into this game, and I'll just kind of throw it to you. Open mic for the first one. 36,000-foot view. What does this game mean to LSU? What would it mean for LSU to come to Clemson and start the year off with a dub on the road against the top five team?
Well, look, I mean, LSU's got this stigma. Everybody knows now they've lost five straight openers. You know, they haven't won a season opener since the Joe Burrow year in 2019. So there's a variety of different reasons. A couple of those were Ed Ogeron when he was crashing the, you know, he was crashing the plane. Brian Kelly inherited a mess. You know, they had opportunities in all three. You know, last year they led USC going into the fourth quarter and couldn't finish. So that's part of it. You obviously want to get off to a good start. They focus so much this offseason on Clemson. You know, you walk into the football ops building and everything has, you know, it's 1-0 on everything. These big video boards at the indoor practice facility has 1-0 on there. Everything they focused on is trying to win this opener. So to that end, it's important. Now, you mentioned the 36,000-foot view, which the reality is for LSU, yeah, of course you want to win the game, but it's not paramount that you win the game because it's a non-conference game. And with an expanded playoff, there's nothing that would prohibit LSU from getting to Atlanta, winning the SEC, and earning a playoff berth, or finishing 10-2 in the regular season, even with a Clemson loss, or 9-3, 6-2 in the league, which could still get you in. I mean, I guess the point is, would a loss for LSU on Saturday make the path more cumbersome? Absolutely. But is it still very doable for them to get where they want to go? Sure.
Brian Kelly, I've heard people from one side, Peter Burns over on the SEC network, saying there's no world that Brian Kelly is on the hot seat for a variety of reasons. And then I've heard people on the other side saying if he can't get at least a playoff berth this year, LSU has to start thinking about where they're going to go next. Where are you on that spectrum regarding Brian Kelly?
Rob, there's a big difference between hot seat and how you phrase it, which is thinking about where you're going next. There's a big difference. Peter's right. Brian Kelly's not on the hot seat, and he's not going to be fired, no matter what happens this year. Brian Kelly has a 10-year, $95 million contract at LSU with 90% of it guaranteed, which means, as I've said since the day they hired him, for better or worse, Brian Kelly and LSU are financially bound to one another for a decade. And LSU, if they fired Brian Kelly after the season, would owe him some $50 million. And this, while LSU is not a poverty program, it's also not the program that's going to stroke a $50 million check for a coach not to coach the program. So, no, Brian Kelly is in no danger whatsoever of being fired after this year. Now, if this season ends disappointing, they don't make the playoff, and Garrett Nussmeier is gone, and all the transfers that you bought to come in this year are gone, and you regress in 2026, then you might be looking at what is the exit strategy? You know, how much longer does this go? That's when those conversations could theoretically happen. But right now, there's literally no talk or possibility of that happening.
Matt Moscona joining us here on the Rob Brown Show. He's a host on ESPN Baton Rouge. And if you've ever been on social media talking about college football, the dude has shown up in your feed. Trust me on that.
I am dominating your algorithm, I swear.
Buddy, it's like it's you, it's Crane and Co., and it's Peter Burns just on repeat. And I got to tell you, I've had worse things happen on the internet. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, I can imagine.
We'll leave that there. Let's not get ourselves in trouble. Let's flip over. Let's talk quarterback. And this, to me, Matt, is the game. I think the Clemson Tigers may very well have the best front seven in college football. I think there could be anywhere from 2 to 4 guys that are first or second round draft picks over the next couple of years. On the flip side, Garrett Nussmeier is being discussed as potentially a Heisman Trophy finalist. He's being discussed as the reason that this program is elevated. I know that Jaden Daniels is there a couple of years ago, and that team still went 9-3. What is it about Nuss that is going to take this team to the next level? And is he ready to stare down
three, four, potentially five NFL draft picks across from him on the Clemson defense Saturday night?
Well, the Jaden Daniels component of it, they went 9-3. That was no fault of Jaden Daniels. They went 9-3 because Jaden Daniels was awesome. That was literally the worst defense statistically in the history of LSU football. Garrett's been through the fires. He's been through the wars. I mean, I would say about Garrett, you go to Central Casting to pick a quarterback, it's something like that, right? Tall, big arm, can make all the throws, moxie, son of a coach, smart. What Garrett didn't have a year ago is just experience. Well, he's got that now. I don't think this game comes down to Garrett Nussmeier and Cade Klubnik, actually. The other part of your question, though, Rob, I think is good, asking about the Clemson defensive front. Because when I look at Clemson's defensive front, I mean, Parker and Woods are outstanding. Like, you, if you have eyes and air in your lungs, you can see those are outstanding players. Clemson's defense also was 84th against the run last year. They allowed 4.7 yards a carry. In their four losses, they allowed an average more than 200 rush yards per game. Three of the four all ran over 200. Georgia was the only one that didn't. They ran for 169. That's the game here. Like, I get that Parker and Woods are really good players, but sometimes you have really good players on bad units. And Clemson was, objectively, a bad rush defense a year ago. That is not my subjective opinion. They were in the bottom third of the country in rush defense with those guys. So I look at LSU, and here's the flip side. LSU last year had four offensive linemen that were drafted, including the number four overall pick. And LSU was dead last in the SEC and 107th in the country in rush offense. So much of this offseason at LSU has been focused on the conversation about this offensive line improving and the running game being better, a greater commitment to the run. So you have two units last year that were bad. Clemson's rush defense was bad. LSU's rush offense was bad. Both, I'm certain, are making a very intentional effort to be better. Which one is? I'm telling you, man, you open up the box score Saturday night, Sunday morning, you need to look at one thing. Look at one line in the box score, LSU's rushing offense. If LSU runs 23 times for 64 yards, they will lose. If LSU runs 34 times for 175 yards, LSU will win and might win comfortably. That is, to me, the entirety of this game. You have two veteran quarterbacks, immense talent at receiver. You have veteran talent on both sides of the ball at every level. This is going to come down to who can finish drives, who can control the clock, who can run the football when they need to. And if LSU can, I think they'll win. And if they can't, I think they'll lose.
Matt Moscona from ESPN Baton Rouge joining us here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. So let's flip that over. Clemson, obviously, question mark about the run game with Adam Randall, a converted wide receiver, moving to RB1. But the belief is Cade Klubnik, who threw for all the yards, all the touchdowns, and just a few picks last year, and finally has an upgraded wide receiver room, if you believe the scouting reports out of Clemson. They may have to throw it for 275-plus and a handful of scores through the air if they want to win this game. Is LSU's passing defense up to Cade Klubnik if we get the best version out of him that Dabo Swinney has been selling this offseason?
Well, they've upgraded. Listen, LSU is a far cry from what they were when they had rightfully earned their DBU moniker. You know, when you had guys like Patrick Peterson and Tyrann Mathieu and Eric Reed and Tre'Davious White and Grant Delpit and Derek Stingley. I mean, everybody knows the names. I mean, they were awesome. This unit isn't going to remind you of that. But they went and got very aggressive in the transfer portal to improve, particularly Robert's safety. Safety play at LSU last year was quite literally the worst that I had ever seen at LSU. If you look at Pro Football Focus, I don't know if you're a believer in Pro Football Focus grades, but the two lowest graded starters were two of their safeties. One of those guys is gone. The other is now running with the threes. It's just to illustrate kind of what they did in the portal in this offseason. They went and added A.J. Halsey from Houston, who was first-team All-Big 12 last year, led the conference in interceptions. They added to Marcus Cooley from NC State, who played against Clemson a year ago. And then they got a couple of 5 and 4 stars that are second year players behind him that they hope will give good depth. But, you know, they're getting back to the standard that had been set here for so long. They're not there, but the real question for this team is going to be how much have they closed that gap? They're undeniably more talented in the defensive backfield this year than they were a year ago. But is it enough to run with Clemson, returning their top 3 receivers from a year ago, getting help in the portal with the big kid who's like 6'7" that they added. Those are all very valid questions. I think Cade Klubnik is outstanding. I think he and Garrett Nussmeier are the two best quarterbacks in college football. And it'll be fun to – and by the way, they're both unicorns because they're both fifth-year guys that stayed at one school the entire time, which we may never – like literally never see a matchup like this again of top 10 teams with quarterbacks that are in their fifth year that never transferred. So take a picture. We literally may never see it again. But, I think LSU's secondary – there's two position groups to watch for LSU. I mean, it's the offensive line, the ability to run the ball, and it's safety play. If those safeties come downhill and help against the run and can prevent the big play over the top, I think that frees up Blake Baker to do what he wants to do defensively to control the action. If they can't, then LSU's in trouble.
Matt Moscona joining us here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. All right, couple more minutes here, Matt, before we turn you loose, because I know it is absolute chaos this week for you getting ready for week 1. Give me your overall projection. And I know we've talked about LSU's ability to run the ball and to stop Cade Klubnik hitting the big bomb, but are those the two keys to the game? Are those two things that you are locked in on that make the difference? What is the final outcome of this game and because of what?
Yeah, I don't think that I don't know that there's a lot of value if you're a sports bettor in the line on this game. I know I saw DraftKings had it 3.5. So, in the NFL, there's the key number of 3. So you move off of that. Some bettors may say there's more value with LSU getting 3.5. That number may climb closer to kickoff 2. I just don't see a lot of value there. I see the value in the under because, Rob, I think this is a defensive game. For all the talk about the quarterbacks and the talent, rightfully so, I think sometimes, especially early in the season, it tends to be more dominated by defense. And I think both these teams have NFL talent at all 3 levels. That's going to make it hard to move the ball and score. I don't think either team gets into the 30s. I think this is a 20s game. I have picked at Clemson 24-20. And it's one of those things where if this were a neutral site or in Baton Rouge, I might feel differently. And if they played in week 3, I might feel differently. But this LSU team's composition is one that's going to be one of the most talented teams in the country this year. Look, Brian Kelly disclosed it. They spent $18 million in the transfer portal this year. I mean, they have an insanely talented roster. They just have a whole bunch of guys that haven't played together yet. And asking that group of guys that haven't played together yet to go on the road at Clemson, true road game against a team returning more experience than any other team in the country, just a big ask. So, like, I'll tell you what I would love to see. I would love to see this game again in January. To see how different it may look. And I think it would look quite different, actually. But, I do think I think LSU's got to be able to go run the ball like we talked about. I'm going to have to see that to believe it with 5 new starters on the offensive line. But if LSU can run the ball, then I think they will pull the upset and win. But if they can't run the ball, and I'm skeptical as to whether or not they can, I think Clemson probably wins a low-scoring game.
Matt Moscona here on the show. Very good chance we may see this game again in January as both of these teams inside angling to make the college football playoff. Real quick before we let you go, your thoughts on the Southeastern Conference deciding to move to a 9-game conference regular season?
I love it. I just think 3 permanent opponents is absurd because nobody actually cares about Auburn, Georgia, or Bama, Tennessee. I want equitable scheduling is what I want. I want the Power 4 to only play Power 4 opponents. I want to get rid of the G5 forever. Or they can exist. Just go play each other and exist in your own little world. I only want Power 4 games. I want all Power 4 versus Power 4. So there's equitable scheduling across conferences. And within the conference, I want equitable scheduling. It's absurd that, for example, in the former format, LSU's permanent was Florida, but Ole Miss got to play Vanderbilt. And Kentucky got to play Mississippi State. That's not equitable. It needs to rotate. And there will be imbalances based on given years and how the power shifts happen. But when it's rotating fairly, that's great. Now, I'm also not a moron, and I understand that that's not going to happen because the league is going to protect those rivalries. But yes, a 12-game playoff is better than four. 16 will be better than 12. A 9-game league schedule is better than eight.
And finally, because we obviously up here in the upstate have a ton of Gamecock fans who have been suffering through this much discussion about the Clemson Tigers. You said earlier you think that Cade Klubnik and Garrett Nussmeier are the best two quarterbacks in college football. Where are you putting Lenoris Sellers on that list?
Rob, your Gamecock fans are not going to like me because I think South Carolina is the most overrated team in college football this year.
Wow.
I have them at 7-5. I watched Lenoris Sellers for half a season not be able to hit water if he fell out of a boat. Now, the throw in the end zone against Alabama is unconscionable. They should have won that game. I think he's a fantastic athlete and may improve. Everyone has the right to improve. I also think a giant part of South Carolina's success a year ago was all that defensive talent. And, like, Kennard's gone. Hemingway's gone. Emmanuel's gone. Like, that defense was gutted. South Carolina's not the type of program that builds and sustains talent at that level. And then look at their schedule. Gee, like, who put that thing together? Like, I think Carolina's a 7-5 football team.
I think they have the arguably most difficult final seven game stretch of anybody in football. We will keep an eye on that. Matt Moscona is a host on ESPN at Baton Rouge. And I'm pretty sure at this point on like 12 to 18 other shows around the country, depending on what hour of the day you happen to tune in. My man, pleasure to meet you. Great to have you on the show. I hope we can do it again sometime. Thanks for taking the time, partner.
Happy to, Rob. Thanks, man.
Matt Moscona joining us here on the Rob. Good job, me. Thanks for the outro there, me. Nailed it. Matt Moscona from ESPN Baton Rouge. Takeaways from that. Number one, likes the under a lot in the game. Is picking Clemson to win the contest coming up on Saturday night. But also said that he thinks it is more about LSU with $18 million in the transfer portal to put this roster together, needing some time. He said, I think I'll take Clemson out of the gate, but if this game is getting played in week 4, week 5, I might feel different about it. We'll address that coming up a little while later on in the show. Also said he thinks South Carolina is the most overrated team in America coming into this year. Said he thinks that this is a 7-5 football team at the end of the year.
Who's he covering again?
That would be the LSU Tigers.
Oh, okay, so there's probably no bias in there at all when he's talking about South Carolina. I'm sure
he quite literally picked Clemson. Like in the same interview, 6 minutes before that, he picked LSU to lose to Clemson.
I mean, I realize they're opponents, but as far as the SEC goes, they're both in the SEC.
What if
there's bias against South Carolina?
What if I told you, Lonzo?
Everything that he talked about was great to that point when he said what he said, and then so I just discount everything that was before that. So I wasted like 20 minutes there.
What if I told you that there are actually a lot of people nationwide that do not believe in South Carolina this year? What if I told you that there's a lot of people picking this team to go 7-5? Like, we get all the hype because we're right next door.
I would say
they're all biased.
We're not nationwide. We're in South Carolina. That's what I would say.
Right, but that doesn't mean he has to come on and kiss booty cheeks.
I don't care what the nation says. I only care what's said here in the state.
Well, he's by the in people here in Louisiana, so
right. You know, he's not in this state. Right.
Here's what I'll say. I honestly, there was really nothing that he said through that run. There was really nothing he said in that run that I had an issue with, like including that. I think a lot of people are the only
correct thing that he said is that Clemson's going to beat LSU. That's the only correct thing in the entire thing. How's this guy nationwide?
Because he's very good. He knows ball.
Apparently he doesn't because of his comments about South Carolina.
When we come back here in just a minute, out of the gate at 8, I'm going to give you, we're going to clock in and lock in for the first time this year. I'm going to give you my favorite bets, my favorite picks from the weekend upcoming at 8:20 a.m. Adam Epstein covers the Virginia Tech Hokies up in Richmond, Virginia. We'll talk South Carolina, Virginia Tech as we go behind enemy lines for that game. Then
At 8:40, Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast is going to join us. We'll talk Panthers. 9 o'clock, Kevin and Jarrell, Moving the Chains, going to set you up for the high school football weekend. And then after that, it's all football preview the rest of the ride. Now, it's a sports flash from a totally unbiased Lonzo.
I don't think there ever will be a totally unbiased Lonzo. And I'm okay with that. Made a career out of that. Atlanta Braves lost to the Phillies last night, 19-4. Recently acquired Kyle Quantrill took the loss in his Atlanta debut, getting replaced after 3.1 innings and 9 hits and 9 runs surrendered. Braves pitching gave up 7 home runs, including 4 to Kyle Schwarber. That's a lot. It really is a lot. Boise State's time in the top 25 lasted less than 1 week as the Broncos got hammered by USF 34-7 in their opening contest. USF quarterback Bryce Brown went 16-24 for 210 yards and ran for 43 yards and 2 scores. Matt Rule's Nebraska Cornhuskers squeaked by the Cincinnati Bearcats 20-17 last night in a game that was supposed to be at a neutral site. Instead, Arrowhead was filled with the Corn Fed, who made it Nebraska home game. Since he's Brendan Sorsby drove the Bearcats within field goal range and then threw an interception, and that's how the game ended.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.